when you hear Appalachian music, it's like being transported back in time. And a lot of the music is of a different time, recorded generations ago. But this past summer, a group called the New Young Fogies released a new collection of old-time Appalachian songs. And one of the singers has a voice that you just have to hear. Her name is Elizabeth Leprell.
As I walked over London's bridge so early in the morning, I overheard some fair one say, "Lord, spare me the life of Georgie."
Leprell loves the storytelling ballads, the classic ones from Ireland, Scotland, and England. Elizabeth Leprell lives in Virginia near the Blue Ridge Mountains, and that's where NPR's Noah Adams went to visit for a musical weekend.
Elizabeth Leprell is small, smiling, and 25 years old. She's aware that she sounds older and welcomes it.
So many of my singing mentors were recorded when they were old gentlemen or old ladies. I love the way they sound. I love gravelly voices. Luckily, rather than if I were singing opera, I'm not as worried about keeping my voice pure. And so I'm excited to sound like a creepy old lady. I can really get into that.
It was 10 years ago that Elizabeth Leprell heard a ballad singer in a workshop in West Virginia. The singer filled the room with the story. Elizabeth says it doesn't even go to your brain. It goes straight to your spinal column. And she recalls thinking, this is really what I want to do. Later, it was off to college at William & Mary, a degree in Southern Appalachian traditional performance. Summertimes at festivals, learning the songs, the way Appalachian music welcomes embellishment, interpretation.
It doesn't have a lot of rhythm. It's free with meter, and it's long, drawn-out phrases and lots of ornaments. So the ornaments are like the yip or trilling around a note. So instead of "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound," it'd be "Amazing grace," you know, sliding up into a note instead of just stepping on it.
And these days, Elizabeth Leprell makes a living in this very narrow field of music. Her home is a family farm with her mom and dad. It's near Rural Retreat, Virginia. She's able to drive to most of her performances. She does about 100 shows a year, sells CDs out of the back of her car. She teaches at workshops and summer music camps. And once a month, she and her friends put on a live online radio show.
You're listening to The Floyd Radio Show. We're your hosts, Anna and Elizabeth, and we've got an exciting show tonight.
Saturday night in Floyd, Virginia, at the Floyd Country Store. A few skits, a few fun commercials, about 100 people in folding chairs watching a show go out over the internet.
Same old train that's brought me here is gonna carry me away again.
The next afternoon, Sunday, another stage for Elizabeth up in the mountains at the Blue Ridge Music Center.
That was amazing. I've never heard that kind of singing before, and it's just absolutely delightful.
Bill Dale was in the audience from nearby Freeze, Virginia. He liked Leprell's version of the ballad that Gene Ritchie wrote about a coal mine accident.
Number 8 was all flooded. Many men were in danger, and we don't know their number. But we fear they're all doomed.
Elizabeth Leprell often sings with her eyes closed, seeing the people in her songs. And she is usually loud, like the old days.
They say that singers could be heard from ridgetop to ridgetop. And it has to do with the high lonesome sound, or the bagpipe, which is a notoriously loud and maybe notoriously obnoxious instrument. It's about commitment, I think. Sometimes I've seen people kind of like, whoop, sit back, kind of rear back in their chair. Or sadly, if it's at a festival and someone has mic'd me without expecting that, then children have been made to cry. because it's just too loud for that sound system right then. It's just turned up like...
We asked Elizabeth to end our visit with a softer song, and she offers a lullaby called Whole Heap of Little Horses. The first recording of this was made in a cabin in Salem, Virginia. It was a grandmother's lullaby.
I've met the granddaughter, Vicki Miller, and she has wonderful memories of being rocked in her grandmother's recliner, pillowing her head on her chest and listening to her sing this song. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, get some cake and ride them pretty little horses, a black and a bay, a sorrel and a gray, a whole heap of little horses, a black and a bay, a sorrel and a gray, a whole heap of little horses. Shh. And that's the important thing about the recording is shh. Because then you realize that, yeah, there's a granddaughter in the room, and that's what the song's for.
Elizabeth Leprell talking with us about lullabies and ballads and her life with music in Southwest Virginia. Noah Adams, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.